This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Next week's elections for mayor in San Francisco is officially a nonpartisan affair, yet the predominance of Democrats means no Republican has been elected mayor in more than 40 years. It's a contest between two young and equally ambitious candidates, Democrat Gavin Newsom and Matt Gonzalez, a leader of the Green Party. Both men are city supervisors, and they articulate very different visions for San Francisco's future. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The event was billed as a Great Cities, Great Ideas lecture. It was really an opportunity for a well-heeled crowd of Democratic Party stalwarts to come out to cheer on the 36-year-old native son and front-runner for mayor, Gavin Newsom.
Ideas do matter. Government can make a difference in the lives of people that are suffering, in the lives of people that need government the most. I'll tell you, that's the foundation of why I'm a Democrat. I'll tell you, that's why I am running for mayor.
Newsom is a wealthy entrepreneur and the handpicked successor of outgoing Mayor Willie Brown. Yet the real star of the afternoon was the former Vice President Al Gore. He joined a growing list of high-profile Democrats, including presidential hopeful Dick Gephardt and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who have endorsed Newsom.
And that's why I'm proud to be here for Gavin Newsom and proud and excited to ask all of you to do everything you can over these next 7 days to elect Gavin Newsom the next mayor of San Francisco.
After having lost the governor's chair to Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger, California Democrats are in no mood to lose the San Francisco mayor's race, especially to a candidate who is attacking Newsom from the left. Newsom's opponent, Matt Gonzalez, is a 38-year-old former public defender and current president of the Board of Supervisors. If elected mayor, Gonzalez, a former Democrat, would become the most prominent elected Green in the country. In a debate this week, Gonzalez portrayed himself as a standard-bearer of the city's liberal traditions.
San Francisco is really a beautiful city. I think it has some really great values, the values of diversity. It's got great working-class values. It has great values related to civil rights. And I think it's an inclusive city. I think the next mayor is going to have the challenge to really protect these values in the face of hard economic times.
The city is still trying to recover from the dot-com bust, but the number one issue in the campaign is homelessness. Newsom has made his name touting a plan to cut off cash aid to the homeless. Gonzalez opposes the plan as too punitive. The two candidates disagree on virtually everything, from how business should be taxed to city control of the electrical power system and legal disputes between landlords and tenants. Both claim to be reformers. Gonzalez is especially critical of Mayor Willie Brown's administration.
What has happened in terms of ethics in our society, in terms of, you know, the relationship between how people get contracts, the way business is done at City Hall, I don't think that this has been an administration that anybody should point to as a model for the future.
Although Newsom was originally appointed to the Board of Supervisors by Brown, he was quick to distance himself from the current mayor.
I want to learn from the mistakes of the past. I'm a different person. I'm my own person. I'm trying to create something new in San Francisco.
Back outside the Democrats' pep rally for Gavin Newsom, artist Susan Kameny is wearing a Clinton Gore T-shirt. She says she was thrilled to see Al Gore, but she's also wearing two political buttons for Matt Gonzalez.
First of all, he's really in touch with the artists and with low-income people and with the city. I mean, the only time I've ever seen him other than as Board of Supervisor is riding a munibus, you know, late at night on 16th and Valencia. He really is part of San Francisco. He represents the ideals of what the Democratic Party should be.
Nearby, another voter, Larry Fournier, who does marketing for an engineering firm, says Gonzalez is too ideological and that he's sticking with Newsom, who he sees as being more practical.
Because I think he understands that other cities have the same problems we have, and we can go and learn from what they've done and apply them here in a way that's appropriate to our situation, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel.
Voters go to the polls next week, and surveys show that the mayor's race is close, perhaps too close for the Democrats' comfort. And that's why other high-profile Democrats are likely to stump for Newsom before Tuesday. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.